notice your emotions. So let's just take a moment to settle in. We're going to bring the awareness down into the body and allowing the shoulders to drop and the head to be balanced. And inviting you to take a deep breath and then on the exhale, just noticing what releases inside of you when you exhale. And again, another deep inhalation, and on the exhalation, just noticing what releases. And becoming aware of the entire body as you're sitting here right now. So let's begin this environmental compassion practice. And we'll start by inviting you to bring to mind someone you feel close to, someone you care about deeply, that someone who is easy to love. So it could be a child or a family member, someone who naturally warms your heart. And taking a moment to choose someone. Now picture this person in front of you and looking into their face, maybe noticing their smile or noticing what you sense as you're feeling, almost feeling them here in front of you. Notice how that feels in your chest, in your body. And you can, maybe you might find it helpful to place a hand on your heart or one or both hands on your heart area. And keeping the image of this loved one in mind and realizing that this person breathes as you do, is subject to aging and to sickness, and like you, wishes to be loved and to be free from suffering. And so wish this person from a deep place of affection to be well, and using the following phrases. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you go through life with love and courage. And repeating the phrases in your mind and being curious how they resonate within you. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you go through life with love and courage. And just realize for a moment how similar we all are, with similar needs for safety, love, and connection. And that we're all experiencing the impact of climate change in one way or the other. And that depending on the circumstances where we were born, these consequences of climate change impact us all differently. And so extend for a moment your wishes to those experiencing difficulty through droughts, flooding, wildfires. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you go through life with love and courage. Now, expanding love that you have in your heart, and bring to mind a wild animal. This could be a deer or a squirrel or a bird, or perhaps a whale or a dolphin. Whatever naturally warms your heart. So take a moment to choose a wild animal that you care for. And let the image of this being arise in front of you. Imagine this wild animal in their natural habitat, whether that's in the forest or in the ocean or in another place. And seeing this being in their full splendor, breathing as you do, and seeing them with their offspring nurturing them. And realizing how similar the needs of this being are to us, and how these needs are challenged by climate change. And so wish this being to be safe and well. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you live your natural life. And so repeating these phrases gently in your mind. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you live your natural life. And so noticing, how do you feel now? What do you notice in the body? And now, opening up to all wildlife and all of nature, and realizing again that depending on circumstances and location, climate change impacts wildlife and the natural world differently. So, inviting you to extend your wishes to those animals and trees and plants that are suffering from droughts, flooding, wildfires or other events. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you live your natural life. And sensing our shared nature and that our lives are interdependent and connected. And then gently opening your eyes and returning your attention with a sense of love, connection and courage to the time that we have together this evening.